You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We'll get to the NBA playoffs in a moment, but first, the big news of the day yesterday, NFL news. The Jets have traded quarterback Zach Wilson to the Broncos. In return, the Broncos are sending the Jets
13 pounds of horse genitals.
The Jets win that trade. They win that trade. Tom Brady will be roasted live on Netflix, unedited and uncensored on May 5th. Live, unedited and uncensored. Here's the promo with Kevin Hart, Roastmaster General Jeff Ross, and Tom Brady.
The man, the arena, the roast of Tom Brady, live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No f***ing problem.
Nice.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live, hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
I'm unroastable.
Oh, this is going to be epic.
May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Epic.
NBA playoff action last night in New York. Wild last few seconds between the Knicks and the Sixers. The Knicks trailing 101-99, less than 20 seconds to go.
Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead.
So the Knicks,
13 seconds remaining.
Knicks up 104-101. They end up getting a pair of free throws after that because the Sixers have to foul them. And now it's 104-101, but the Sixers have the ball, 6 seconds left, and if they make a three-pointer, we go to overtime.
Sixers down three. Maxey with two, with one. Embiid's going to have to put it up for the tie. They missed it, and that's the ball game. A flurry at the end of game two for the Knicks, and they win it 104-101.
The Knicks lead that series 2-0. Ben Stiller was courtside. I saw the pic of him put his arms up like, we really won this? This is happening? Is this the year for the Knicks? Probably not, but at least they're looking good right now. The Cavaliers beat the Magic 96-86. They lead 2-0 as well in that series. And the defending NBA champion Denver Nuggets, well, they were playing the Lakers. Game tied at 99. But Denver had the ball in about 12 seconds remaining. And they didn't have to. They could wait to be fouled because, you know, worst case scenario, they go to overtime. They are playing at home, but what are they going to do?
Tie ball game. Worst can happen. We go to overtime. Murray makes a move.
Jamal Murray got it for the Nuggets.
Did he really?
The Nuggets have won!
Nuggets win at 101-99, so they lead the Lakers 2-0 as well. Shaquille O'Neal tried to force Charles Barkley to eat what fell from the ceiling on him last night.
What?
It was Earth Day, so you know what they dropped on Charles?
Man.
I have a pick. Here's a pick. There you go.
Kale. Kale. Hey, Chuck, it's Earth Day.
They dropped kale.
Some field
lots of kale.
Some kale for you.
I love kale. I'm not going
to. He did something to his Diet Coke.
Wow. Good food. Hey, anybody got some salad dressing? Salad dressing, ranch?
Hey, give me some ranch right now.
I'll eat this right now.
Man, y'all got this salad dressing this in my damn Diet Coke.
You put salad dressing in my damn Diet Coke. So anyway, they're having a good time. Whoever wins or loses in the NBA playoffs, one thing's
for
sure.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
They're going to have a good time. That was the NBA report sponsored by Hasbro, the makers of the board game Clue.
Okay, the murderer was Don't Care with a This Game Sucks in the I Regret Having Children.
Clue. All right. You got someone pregnant 9 years ago, so now you have to play this.
The NHL playoffs continuing last night, and it was a really bad night for the New York Islanders. The Islanders on the road in Raleigh taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. They were leading 3-2 with less than 3 minutes remaining in regulation. So they just got to hold off the Hurricanes, and they could tie the series at one, but that did not happen.
Burns in the corner to Jarvis. One-timer, score! Tip-in, we're tied!
So now it's tied at three. With 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in regulation, 9 seconds later.
Drury enters the zone, plays it in deep for Carolina. Loose. Score!
Yep, and then they tack on an empty netter. They scored 3 goals in the final 2 minutes and 15 seconds and beat the Islanders, who had that lead. They beat them 5-3, so the Hurricanes are up 2-0.
Wow.
Maple Leafs in Boston edged the Bruins 3-2. That series tied at a game apiece. Your guy, Zach Hyman of the Edmonton Oilers, had a hat trick.
Can barely get through that guy. Yeah. He can barely break past him.
Had a hat trick and an assist. And his teammate, Connor McDavid, had 5 assists. Yeah, as the Oilers beat the L.A. Kings 7-4, I felt bad for that Kings goalie.
He's standing in front of the net with about 8 inches of his shaft in his hand.
And then I saw the 8 inches. I thought, I'm not going to feel bad for that guy. No. Anyway, the Oilers are up 1-0. Defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights open up their playoff series with a 4-3 win over the Dallas Stars. They're up 1-0 as well. Scotty Scheffler had to finish up the I don't have it in front of me. Whatever they were playing at Hilton Head, the PGA event.
All right.
Long story short, he had to finish up his final round of 68 yesterday because of darkness. He finishes up, he wins it, and he becomes the first player since Tiger Woods to win 4 times in 5 tournaments.
Oh, no kidding.
Now,
the RBC Heritage.
Thank you. For some reason, I didn't write it down.
Harbortown. It used to be, back in the day, it was an old bank name. Yeah. So it's continued to be a bank thing.
There you go. Yeah. Now, not to be outdone, Nelly Korda. Korda? Nelly Korda. Korda.
Yeah.
She has won on the LPGA Tour. She has won 5 consecutive events.
Yeah, so she's setting the world on fire over there.
Major League Baseball news for you, and I have a pick. Pete Rose, of course, makes his money these days signing baseballs. Yeah. Well, he's signing baseballs that say, "Sorry, I bet on baseball, Pete Rose." Oh, boo-hoo. But he's also signing, "Otani is sorry for betting on baseball, too."
Really?
I'm not so sure he can get away with that until
Pete
Rose
is signing that.
Yeah, because if he had an interpreter, he'd be still in the game, too. I don't think so.
Wow.
Anyway.
Hey, this is slanderous, man.
Technically, it is, unless they can prove Otani did bet on baseball. Yes.
Yeah, they've laid this whole thing on Otani's assistant.
His interpreter.
Dude, that's not good.
No, it's not. But, you know.
In writing, which is nice.
But say what you will about Pete, he's a class guy.
Charlie Hustle.
He's a class guy. The A's beat the Yankees 2-0, and you know what? I'm adding those sound bites back in. We got a couple of seconds here.
All right.
I don't know if you saw this, but the umpire. Yesterday, in the very first inning, an A's player gets hit in the foot, goes to first base. Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, he wants to appeal because he's not sure if the player swung, because it looked like he might have swung at the pitch,
right?
Which means, too bad, you actually took a hack at it, right?
Yeah.
The umpire, the home plate umpire, you can hear him loud and clear, wants no part of Aaron Boone on this.
Making that call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do and check. For him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone.
You say another word, you're gone.
Right.
So Aaron Boone puts his hands up like, I'm not going to say another word.
Right.
But then what happens is there's a guy sitting behind Aaron Boone in the stands that yells at the umpire, and he turns around, thinks it's Boone, and throws him out.
There you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, Aaron Boone runs out. He's like, hey, I didn't say anything.
It was
it was behind me.
Yeah.
After the game, Aaron Boone.
I really didn't even go after Hunter. You know, I was more upset that, you know, on the appeal. And I said, Hunter, you can call it too. And he came back at me pretty hard, to which I didn't respond. I just said, okay. Went down, and it's embarrassing. It really is a bad. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, you know what? These umpires sometimes, and I've seen this firsthand down at Harbor Park, sometimes you get a home plate umpire that comes into the game with some baggage from the night before, or
really?
He's angry about something.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy was Aaron Boone. All he was yelling was, can I get an appeal from the first base umpire?
On
the check swing.
Yeah.
And
which
this
is
guy,
fairly routine.
It is. And this guy turns around and loses it. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what was going on with his umpire, but it's kind of embarrassing. The Yankees end up losing that game 2-0. The Orioles on the road in California beat the Angels 4-2. Phillies shut out the Reds. Braves shut out the Marlins. Giants top the Mets. Tonight, your Norfolk Tides open up a series at Harbor Park against the Gwinnett Stripers. First pitch 6:35. Today is Tuesday, and that means time for Skeletor.
Remember, when filling up on gas, men are probably more likely to shake the gas nozzle before putting it back than women are. Until we meet again.
There's a reason for that.
Well, they're used to it.
The last couple of drops, that's the ones that are coming through the khakis.
Yeah, you don't want that on the side of your car.
You don't want that, buddy.
No.